From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning to everyone. Welcome to our program. We will have Sam Houston singing for us today. That's in a minute or two. Before that, I will be reading from Mark chapter 9, beginning at the verse 2. The new edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine has just been published, and of course it is for our supporters and the listeners to our radio programs. This edition features the 50th anniversary of the Free Presbyterian Church. There are articles recording its early years, the days of blessing and revival in the 1960s and 70s, its spread overseas, the formation of churches in various countries, and of course, its radio ministry. Now, as I said, the magazine is free, so let's hear from you, and we will be glad to send you a copy. We're going to read from the Bible, Mark chapter 9, after which we'll have Sam Houston. Mark chapter 9, beginning at the verse 2. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. And his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he wist not, or he knew not, what to say, for they were sore afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man any more, save Jesus only with themselves. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen, till the Son of Man were risen from the dead. And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning one with another what the rising from the dead should mean. May God bless his word to our hearts. Sam Houston's going to sing for us, Have You Any Room for Jesus?
Have you any room for Jesus, He who bore your load of sin? As He knocks and asks admission, sinner, will you let Him in? For Jesus, King of glory, hasten now His word obey. Swing the heart so widely open, His immense wide you may. Thank you.
Last week, I said that we were going to concentrate on verse 7, and then never even got round to mentioning the verse again. Well, that's what happens when a preacher gets liberty. What we did notice last week, and this was meant only to introduce verse 7, was the companions that appeared with Christ on the mountain. And I spent a little time, more time than I intended, dealing with the fact that Christ being joined by Moses and Elijah indicated the complete unity there was between the Old Testament and the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we will get round to verse 7 and the wonderful declaration made by God the Father concerning his Son that is contained in that verse. But before we get to it, I would like to consider the conversation that the Lord Jesus had with Moses and Elijah. We are told in verse 4 that there appeared unto them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. What were they talking about? Well, we are told in Luke chapter 9 and the verse 30, and behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. What was the topic of conversation? The death of the Lord Jesus Christ at the cross. Clearly, the Lord Jesus Christ knew he was going to die at the cross. In Matthew chapter 20 and the verse 28, he has this to say, "Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for the many." The Lord Jesus came to die at the cross. He knew what was required in order that his people be saved from their sins. There had to be a sacrifice, and the sacrifice had to be of such a nature, such a character, that it would fully atone for all the sins of all of his people. And such a sacrifice could only be rendered through the dying of the Lord Jesus on the cross. Something else we should notice, the redeemed in heaven knew that he would die. Moses and Elias talked with the Lord Jesus about his decease. This is what they put their faith in. Their hope was in one who would come and die for them. You remember the story of Abraham and his offering up of his son Isaac. You can read about it in Genesis chapter 22. Isaac asked the question, "My father, behold, here is the fire, and here is the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Verse 7 of Genesis 22. And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." And I have no doubt that Abraham was thinking that there, that day, God would somehow or other provide a substitute for his son Isaac. But more importantly, he was looking way into the future when he knew that God would provide a lamb whose death would atone for the sins of his elect. And you remember how John the Baptist introduced the Lord Jesus to the crowd. "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." The redeemed in heaven, as represented here by Moses and Elijah, knew that the Lord Jesus had come to die for their sins. You will notice that here is the topic of conversation of the saints on earth and the saints in heaven. When the saints of God gather round Christ, what is it they wish to discuss? The death of the Lord Jesus. In Revelation chapter 1 and the verse 5, John, the writer of the book, bursts into praise in the verse 5, "Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever." Further over in the book of the Revelation, where we have depicted for us a scene in heaven, in the chapter 5, we read these words. In the verse 6, "And lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain." And then here's the song of the redeemed in verse 9. "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." The topic of conversation amongst the saints of God here on earth and in heaven is the death of the Lord Jesus. I wonder, what do you think of the death of Christ today? Do you ever think of the death of Christ? Is it the subject of your song? Of your rejoicing? Is it the subject of your witness and testimony to your neighbors, your workmates, and your friends? They talked of Jesus' decease. May we talk often of the death of the Lord Jesus and the power of his blood to cleanse from sin. God bless you. Remember, the program tonight at 9 o'clock. Join with us. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.